We've got time for you to come over. Yep, there you go. You're good.
Perfect. Can everybody hear me well? Oh, great. Thank you all for coming for the first presentation. It's always a bit nervous to be first out, but this is a presentation about SPAGEB, which is a project that I've been working on for the last maybe 3 years. So quickly about me, my name is Philip Lane. I'm Swedish and Finnish, living in Berlin. I'm the creator of SPAGEB. I used to also be a core maintainer of a project called Flux that does like continuous delivery for Kubernetes. Sadly, I had to this morning edit these slides because I got laid off from work, so I don't have a employer on my slides anymore. So if anybody out there is hiring, just like a shameless plug to like reach out. So yeah, let's get into it. So just a quick introduction, where we are today and like what kind of give you a background of like what we're going to be talking about. So in typical container environments, we've come to the point where running highly available clusters has become relatively simple, at least. It's not that big of a challenge anymore to run workloads that are distributed, running in multiple replicas. We're probably not managing VMs anymore. So we've created a new type of bottleneck, which is distributing the actual application workloads to the runtime instead of basically having the problem of like scaling the actual application workload. It's now about like distributing the actual image. There are some challenges in these types of situations because obviously what we're doing is we're running some sort of like image registry that your Kubernetes cluster is pulling from. So there's a challenge of availability, of making sure that it is always available. There is no point of having this cluster that can scale to 10,000 nodes if you can't pull down the image for the application you actually want to run. There's also a question of speed. So we're seeing, especially now in these day and ages of AI models, that speed becomes a critical point when your images are growing constantly because you're putting like large machine learning models in them. But also cost. So pulling images from public registries is something that actually incurs like a pretty large cost at like at the end of the day of your cloud bill. So out in the wild, we see this as like rate limits. I think most people have like experienced like rate limits with like Docker Hub out there probably. The Kubernetes registry does some sort of like IP rate limiting, especially if you're running workloads in Hertzner Cloud for some weird reason. There's like a lot of like rate limiting going on with their IPs. Outages is very common, and this isn't like a slight to any registry provider out there at all. I think all of them have had outages at one point or another. Like Docker Hub, GitHub Container Registry used to be like last year, used to be down a couple of times a year. Quay, but even like private cloud providers like ACR, ECR also have their own outages. Bandwidths are pretty limited, especially Docker Hub, I think limits to like 100 megabits a second when you're downloading images. But also we're seeing image removals. I think it was like a year or two ago, Quay was like cleaning up a lot of their images and were actually like removing a lot of tags, which like caused like a lot, like a couple of outages actually, where people were explicitly depending on these images being like available and then just like over like a night or two, like just like disappeared. So like the two options that we really have, or that most people have, is like they're copying images to a private registry. So what they're doing is they're running their own registry, and then they're saying, okay, we're just going to define all the images that we need, if they're public or private, and we're going to move them over here and put them there, and that's going to be safe. We're going to have control over this. Or you're building some sort of like pull-through cache, for example, Harbor, where you're pointing all your you're configuring all your nodes basically to pull through a mirror cache. As you're getting the image for the first time, it caches it and then makes it available locally for you. The first one kind of depends on the fact that you're not going to have an outage with your registry. So you're kind of just like shifting the bottleneck and the dependencies closer to home, but there's still a risk of like your really nice cluster not being able to scale because you're now managing your own registry. The other one is kind of like a best effort thing where it becomes a problem because you're not really like defining what images you actually want to cache until you actually pull them down. Both of these kind of created like a management overhead where you're having to deal with defining, okay, what images do we need, where are they coming from, and constantly having to like clear up images that you no longer need, so like upgrading versions, for example. And obviously, there's like a very noticeable cost if you're running this at like a large enterprise scale. So just some quick background. I realized when I presented this before that not everybody is like very into the OCI world, so it becomes a lot helpful to just give some quick background on like how OCI images and artifacts work. So like the image spec that is public on GitHub kind of defines like how a OCI artifact, or like what we maybe know as a Docker image, how it is like structured and defined. The top level of a OCI image is what is called an index for the most part. It could be a manifest. These are all basically JSON files that reference other components of the image spec. What basically happens is that in the index, you define all the manifests that are part of the image. These are referenced through digests, which are hashes of the manifest file that you're actually referencing. And there can be like circular or like recursive referencing basically also. So like a good example of this is showing Spiegel. So this is like the index file for Spiegel itself. It has a list of manifests and then it has like digests. So we can like click at the digest and see like the manifest for the AMD64 build of Spiegel, and then it in itself references a bunch of layers and it has sizes. So like this is like basically a Merkle tree that is being created, and this is like how OCI images are composed by these types of references. Let's see here. Does not want to go full screen. Maybe loading. Maybe shouldn't have done that. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Great. The second part we should be aware of is the distribution spec. So this is what defines like how clients are pulling images from a registry. What the distribution spec allows you to do is you can implement parts of the spec. So that's kind of what we're going to be focusing on. We're not going to look at like pushing and these types of things. We're only going to look at how a client pulls an image from a registry. So there are like basically three endpoints. You have to like implement V2/V2, and it's basically to like tell the client that it supports it. Then there's like an endpoint to fetch manifest contents. The reference there is basically a tag or a digest. This only works for a manifest, but what basically happens when you pull by tag, it actually just resolves the tag to a digest and then returns the digest content. And then there's an endpoint to get the blobs content, which is like the layers, the actual like binary data that creates the operating system that you're running. So this is basically like what you need to implement a read-only registry. It's like kind of simple actually, which surprised me. So I tried to look this up and I couldn't find it, but this was probably back in like 2018, sometime around there. It was a while ago, considering that this was back when Kubernetes was still running like Docker as its like a container runtime and not Containerd. I was at a meetup listening to a guy at a pretty large company, I'm not going to call them out, talk about a 1 a.m. outage that they had where Docker Hub went down. And at the same time, they're seeing an influx in customers. I don't know why at 1 a.m., but it was probably in another time zone. But basically, they couldn't scale their clusters because they had critical dependencies on images from Docker Hub. So he was presenting a solution about his how he solved this. And it was basically him SSHing into a old node that had the images, running Docker export, and then SCPing the exported tar to the new node that was scaling up. And then as the cluster was scaling up, he was just like continuously like SCPing the images to the new nodes and then basically importing them. And it worked. Like even if it's like a very dirty solution, it kind of got them out of like that like kind of scenario. But it really, it planted a seed in my head about, well, while the having a physical person wake up at 1 a.m. doing this work kind of is crazy, it proved kind of like from a technology standpoint that, wait, why aren't we always doing this? You know, like if we could automate this type of process, we'd actually remove like a critical dependency